We live in a world where touch is so important. We spend our days using our hands. We make our livings with our hands, no matter what our jobs are. We use our hands to feed ourselves, wash ourselves, to dress ourselves, to get by in this world. What type of work do you do with your hands? Is it fine and detailed work, dirty and tough work, skilled work, housework, or right now, yard work? We use the same hands to greet each other that we raise to each other in hatred. We use the same hands to hold a baby that we do to destroy something in anger. We use the same hands for both good and evil, right and wrong, helping and hurting, building up and tearing down. And amazingly enough, it is also the way that the risen Lord chose to make himself known to his disciples. It's through the simple invitation to touch and see that Jesus makes himself known after the resurrection. Now picture the scene for a minute when Jesus first appears to his disciples. They had to have been scared out of their wits. I mean, as far as they were concerned, he had to be a ghost. They all knew he was dead. I mean, what else could he be but a ghost? And Jesus sensed their fear and their fright. So what does he do? How does he reassure them and put them at ease? He says, "Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch and see." This is no ghost. This is real stuff, flesh and blood. Touch and see. An invitation to the disciples. It's as if Jesus is saying, "You know these hands. You've felt their touch before. You've seen them heal the sick, cure the lame, bring the dead back to life. They broke bread for you. They shared the cup with you. You saw them pierced and broken on the cross. Now I hold them out to you to see again." Luke shows us, literally, the risen Lord. Luke shows us forgiveness and salvation and healing that we can touch and see. "Look at my hands and feet. It is I myself." I don't know any better way to translate that than "it is I myself." Touch and see. God's promises, God's healing power, God's forgiveness and salvation are real. We can touch them in the person of Jesus. We can feel the healing touch of God in our lives. The people of the gospel that encountered Jesus were touched by his hands. He laid his hands on many people and healed them. He used his hands to feed the 5,000. He used his hands to lift the children up into his lap as he blessed them. He even stretched out his hands to be pierced on the cross for our salvation. To Jesus, his hands were everything. To Jesus, touching someone meant to forgive them. To Jesus, touching someone meant to bless them. To Jesus, touching someone meant that God loved even them. It was by the look and the feel and the touch of Jesus' hands that the disciples knew Jesus during his years of ministry. It was by Jesus' hands the disciples on the road to Emmaus came to recognize Jesus when he took the bread and broke it at dinner and gave it to them. It was Jesus' hands that the disciples came to recognize Jesus that day in the upper room when he first appeared to him that we just read. It was by the look and feel of his hands they knew he was not a ghost, not a figment of their imagination, but Jesus Christ himself, in person, risen from the grave. And as they looked at Jesus, he offered them the chance to touch and see. "It is I myself." He used his outstretched hands to prove to them that he was indeed real. And as the disciples looked at his pierced hands, they realized that those same nail holes that bled so badly, those same nail holes that had destroyed their faith on that terrible Friday, those same nail holes had been transformed into something beautiful that day. The risen Lord offered them that opportunity to touch and see. And one day, Jesus ascended back to the Father, and just like us, the disciples lost that chance forever to touch and see. Jesus had returned to the Father, and those beautiful nail-pierced hands were gone forever. Their healing and their peace-giving touch, never to be felt again. No more chance to touch and see. But before Jesus ascended to heaven, he gave the disciples a lifelong mission. He sent them out into all the world, preaching repentance and forgiveness of sins in my name. I'm sure the disciples missed the touch of his hand. I'm sure they asked themselves how Jesus could still be present with them as he had promised. But somehow, in some miraculous way, between the road from Jerusalem, that long road that led them to all the world, the disciples discovered the continuing presence of the risen Lord. And they no longer needed to ask in what way and what form Jesus would be present with them. They no longer needed to ask how Jesus could ever fulfill his promise to be with them always after he had left. On their travels from Jerusalem to all the world, they found out exactly how Jesus was present with them. They learned the real meaning of his words, touch and see. It is I myself. Look at your own hands. I mean, really, look at your own hands. Look at them closely. Look at every line and crack and callus. Doesn't each one of those lines and cracks and calluses and maybe scars have a story to tell in your life? Each one of them. Do you feel the presence of the risen Lord as you look? Think about the many ways that your own hands have been used to help and to heal. How many skinned knees and bruised egos and broken hearts have the touch of your own hands made better? How many times have your own hands reached out to another person to offer friendship or forgiveness? How many times have your hands been used to help others? How many times have your hands been used to help build up the kingdom of God? Every time that your hands have reached out to help others, just as Jesus' hands had reached out to help others, then the risen Lord is present. Every time your hands reach out to help, to preach that message of repentance and forgiveness that Jesus commanded us to preach, not with words, but more importantly, more powerfully by our deeds and our actions. Every time your hands have expressed that forgiving love of our risen Lord, every time you use your hands to help, to heal, every time you stretch out your hands to forgive, or comfort, or soothe, there stands Jesus saying, touch and see. It is I myself. Now think about all those times that you've stretched out your hands in anger, fear, or impatience. Think of those times that your hands haven't been used to offer peace, to not show forgiveness, to not bring healing in a situation. In Jesus Christ, we are given the same commission to go out into all the world, preaching repentance and the forgiveness of sins in my name. Your commission as part of the body of Christ is the same as that was given to the disciples that day in the upper room when they saw the risen Lord for the first time. Go out into all the world, preaching repentance and the forgiveness of sins in my name. Now, that's a pretty tall order. And the shoes of those disciples are pretty tough shoes to fill. No matter where you are, as individuals with your walk with Christ, no matter where this congregation stands in service to the Lord, that's our charge. Go out into all the world, preaching repentance and the forgiveness of sins in my name. That's what God gave you hands and feet for. What way can your hands be used in this community to show the forgiveness of God in Jesus Christ? How can this community feel the healing touch of the risen Lord through the work of your hands? What are the ways God is calling you as an individual or us as a church to build up the kingdom here in this community? What are the ways that Jesus wants to use the work of your hands to say this to this community? Touch and see. It is I myself. How does God call you to service, to mission, in your community? These are questions that you as a people of God need to ask yourselves as you seek to go out into all the world. Those are questions that the risen Lord asks you and me as he stands before us in his resurrection glory, inviting us to touch and see those nail-pierced hands. This week, I invite you to be open and on the lookout for the many times and the many ways God is calling you to be the hands of Christ. Be open to the ways that Jesus invites you to touch and see by using your hands to build up and to heal. So about that weekly email I sent out on Wednesday, does anyone read those emails? Okay, I hope so. Good. About those discovery specials that tease us with the chance to see what Jesus looked like by some fancy DNA analysis and 3D printing. Did any of you, I saw the commercials. I didn't watch the specials. Anyone see those commercials at least? You want to know what Jesus' hands and feet look like? They look a lot like yours do. That's what they look like. And you want to know what Jesus' face looks like? Go look in the mirror. When you serve God's children in love, they see Jesus' hands and feet and Jesus' face through yours, because that is how they come to know Jesus, through your hands and your feet and your face. DNA analysis and 3D printing indeed. Amen.